found it. This is the Tidbits Podcast with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
It is a Thursday edition of Tidbits. This is the 22nd day of February. Good morning to you, Matthew.
Good morning, Dale.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you, buddy.
Very mild.
You got that right.
No worries about window scraping this morning.
Not at all.
At 50 degrees. That's warmer than it's supposed to be for an average high this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually snuck down now to 49. Still pretty nice out there. But we've got rain in the forecast, and I guess we could use it. I mean, can't all be sun-filled perfect days.
True. True story.
One thing I've certainly noticed over the last several months.
Yeah.
Rising grocery bills and restaurant tabs.
For sure.
Eating up more of America's paychecks than they have in three decades.
Wow.
In 2022, so this dates back a year plus, consumers spent 11.3% of their disposable income on food, as inflation jacked up prices on everything from bacon, eggs, milk, all your staples. At local supermarkets, to burgers and burritos, because that's all we eat at fast food restaurants. And according to data from the Agricultural Department, that's more, the most since 1991, when food purchases accounted for 11.4% of your disposable income. It says the problem showing no signs of letting up, as restaurants, retailers, and manufacturers alike continue to deal with rising labor costs, as well as the high price of key commodities, including beef and cocoa.
Cocoa. That means your chocolate bars.
According to the USDA, food at home prices increased another 5% last year compared to 2022, or double the historical average rate at which retail food price inflation rose per year between 2003 and 2022. It's a real pinch. It truly is, I'm telling you. Everyone's got to be feeling this, right?
I would think so. I mean, my gosh, man.
I mean, we had this story some weeks ago about it takes $11,000 more to live like you did a few years back. Remember? We had
Yeah.
On average, about $11,000 more dollars to live like you did. What was that? Just a few years ago. And it's just, I
gosh.
And you can't live on spam anymore. It's expensive.
It's those days are gone.
You know, lunch meat's like seven something a pound.
Well, I mean,
you know, I mean,
if you're getting good stuff.
Well, I'm not going to eat that Bar S stuff. Okay. Maybe they can advertise on our web and I'll support them.
Right.
No, I'll do fake ads.
Hey, Mom. Put Bar S in your kid's lunch.
Matthew, I love this bologna.
Bar S.
I don't know. It's never going to end. It's just...
It has to. I mean, it has
to.
It's
so hard to live.
I mean, this is all cyclical, right? I mean, it'll come back down. We'll be okay. Right? Right?
I mean, it's well above the average cost of living, you know, trying to survive.
I know.
Gas certainly is giving us no... You know, it keeps hovering. Seems like it's going to go down, then whoop, and there it is back. We'll have the summer blend soon. It's always something. Can't win.
So, let me see here. 2020.
In the year 2020.
Inflation was up 1.23%.
If man can survive.
21, it was up 4.7%. 2022, it was up 8%. So I guess in total, would that be 15%?
Seems like that kind of math I'd do.
Man. So since 2019, 15% inflation.
And really, if you think about it, since COVID,
Yeah.
It really has gotten out of hand. And it's just not recovered. And here we are. It's, I don't know. I certainly am a lower class citizen right now. On what I earn. And worse yet, the cost of pizza pie.
Oh, no, not pizza pie.
New York City officially has the most expensive pizza pie.
Hmm.
And I guess you'd guess that.
Yeah, I would say New York or maybe Hawaii.
Big Apple came in as the priciest with a large cheese. That's all you're getting, cheese. $28.60.
What? For a cheese pizza? $28. Dang.
That's almost double the cost in the nation's cheapest pizza city, Richmond, Virginia, where it's $14.75 there. Los Angeles at $25.05 makes it the fourth most expensive. Well, just 50 miles away in Riverside, you can grab yourself the sixth cheapest cheese pizza pie for just $15.99. What's the discrepancy there? 50 miles.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Well, it costs us more to get stuff there. And that's what we hear in this neck. You know, it's cheaper down here. It's cheaper over there.
Yeah.
Cheaper that direction. I mean, it's cheaper in all directions from Logansport, but it costs more to get it here.
More to get here.
Other than New York City and Chicago, the two cities known for their pizzas, the West Coast dominates the top 10 for priciest, with the exception of Orlando coming in at number 3. The happiest place on earth.
That's right.
Regardless of where you live, pizza prices are rising across the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Across America, the average price for a full pie is $19.34, up 4% from a year ago. That's the fastest increase than the overall rate of inflation at 3.5%. So even your delicious cheese pizza pie, that's not a pizza.
That's not?
I gotta have more than cheese on there.
Come on, man. That's where you get the... That's where you get the true test of a good pizza, is crust, sauce, cheese.
Okay.
That's your base.
All right.
If you can nail that.
Do you like just cheese pizza?
Occasionally I do.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm super simple. I like just cheese or just like sausage, just pepperoni.
All right. I don't know. I guess I go overboard.
I know. People that do that, I don't understand.
I don't have to go meat lovers, but I do.
Let's just empty the fridge on the pizza. Oh, we got broccoli, and we got onions, peppers and olives. See,
you just don't like green material.
Oh, these are good. You don't know what you're missing. Yeah, I do.
I'll eat it with a full deal. I'll eat one like that.
Right.
But, you know, I don't normally order them like that. Of course, every topping seems to cost an extra buck on average.
Yeah.
So I guess after cheese, then it's going to go up a buck or more. Keep label, you know, and if you're paying over a buck for mushrooms, Matt. You'll pick them off.
Darn right I will. Well, those are good.
You know, you don't want those slabby morsels in your mouth.
No.
Gosh. Slimy.
Yeah. No thanks.
So anyway, we'll take a break. It says Denver, Colorado is considered the price, quality, availability, and more is tops for pizza.
Wow. Which city is best is Denver?
Yeah.
Wow.
Detroit lost its top spot and fell to number 9. Pennsylvania ranks as the best state for pizza, with two cities, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, at 4 and 10 respectively.
There you go.
So... I'm happy with our pizza. We've got plenty of pizza selection around here.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt about that. There's plenty of choices.
Yep.
And I do like pizza.
I do, too.
Have any complaints.
I do, too.
We'll take a break for news, look at weather.
Okay.
And we've got more tidbits. As we continue our discussion, there's a dog out there. His name's Commander.
Okay. He's been a bad boy.
We'll focus.
He's not a good boy.
We'll focus on Commander when we come back in just a moment.
This is Tidbits.
All right, we go to the mailbox with Matthew Paul.
So I got a couple here.
Okay.
First of all, one said, when I worked for Mama Jones, we can't use brand names, okay. So we got to go Mama right. Jones.
Okay.
We had a customer that always ordered anchovies on his pizza. Since he was the only one that ordered anchovies, we gave him a whole can's worth rather than letting the rest go to waste.
Who ever thought of that?
I'll take sausage, green pepper, mushroom, onion, and anchovies.
Does every pizza place still offer anchovies?
Surely not. Surely not.
It's just, I don't get why anybody... Doesn't that ruin a good pizza pie? I mean, I don't know.
So it'd be, they're salty, right? They're super salty, right?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't know. It had to be a dare one time. Somebody's eating a pizza. Hey, I dare you, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty good. we got another one that says, tell Dale, yes. I don't know why I'm not allowed to look to the west, but it says, tell Dale to look to the west. There's some spectacular lightning bolts. So go check it out.
Okay.
I'll stay in here and not look at it because I'm not allowed, apparently.
I'm special. I'm the special one of this show.
Boy, are you.
All right, so we've got that.
And then I got a text from Lady B.
That's our favorite place.
Who hosted us for the Christmas carry-in and spectacular.
Which was a huge success.
It was a rousing success. Yeah. She texted me and said, I need to know when, where I can meet with you regarding a tidbit topic that is relevant to the community.
Okay.
Please and thank you. I said, what's on your mind?
All right.
And she said, she's currently out feeding animals. It's lightning.
Thanks for that update, Lady B. And your flowing gown. She looks angelic out there.
Some grain for you. Some grain for you. Anyway.
So we've got that.
She says it's about the senior center closing and a way to help.
Okay.
Said you guys are so good to me. I want to give back.
And we're here to help.
Yeah.
You know us. We're nothing but caring, giving fellas.
Got that right.
You know, I think we can make a difference. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is an important. It really is.
I know a lot of people that would go and just hang out, play cards, do whatever. I mean,
it was a good place together.
Lunch,
yeah. You know? So we'll get with Lady B. We'll put our heads together.
We'll see what's on her mind.
And we'll make something happen on this.
Heck yeah, we will.
Perhaps our generous donor that would send this to the Super Bowl could contribute.
Could maybe contribute to this, yeah.
So we'll look forward to that because, you know, that is an important part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
And why shouldn't we be involved? Maybe we could broadcast from there.
There you go.
Save the building. Now, this bad news.
Okay.
When it comes to the president's dog.
No.
He's had issues.
He's had nothing but issues.
Any other dog would be put down.
Uh-huh.
His German Shepherd, Commander, bit Secret Service agents in at least 24 incidents. 24.
24.
The White House dog has been removed from the residence and is now said to be with friends of the Bidens in Delaware. Who wants this thing with a bad tood? Okay?
He's with friends. He went to live with his uncle out in the country.
That's what they told him. We'll take care of Commander for you, sir. He's good.
We're taking him to the Smiths in Delaware. Oh, yeah, the Smiths. Okay.
But a new report reveals that the Secret Service had to change their operations when Commander was around. I just see him just going nuts, okay?
And it's not like a little yippy, you know what I mean, dog. It's a German Shepherd.
Constantly barking and growling.
Don't make eye contact. Don't make
a source.
Don't be afraid.
Close.
He can sense your fear.
Close to the Biden family said the president and first lady are heartbroken and feel awful about the incidents. I just feel awful. They have apologized to those involved and taken flowers to some of them. I'd be suing you, okay? This is my job, and I can't do it because of that dog.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. 24 incidents.
Was Commander trained to be, or was he just a bad
boy? I don't think he's been trained at all. It doesn't sound like. That's a whole lot of incidents.
That is a whole lot.
And generally, after you know the first, you're on alarm,
mm-hmm.
and if it does it again, you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
Let alone 24.
Of course, out in the country, it takes once. Well, the dog's got a taste for blood. That's bad news.
But he's fine, sir. He went to the country.
He went to the country. He went back to Delaware in the country.
That's a lot of incidents.
Yeah.
So I just wouldn't tolerate that. How do you tolerate that?
Man.
So... And it's a big German Shepherd. He just
is it because it's the president's dog?
That I guess.
Gets it gets a pass.
That's not right. That just shouldn't be.
That dog is not above the law.
Now I want you to envision this because you're a more world traveler than I am.
All right.
You and I are on the road. We're in a hotel.
Okay.
Okay. We're always traveling together. A hotel guest discovered her expensive room service was actually a frozen Trader Joe's dinner. I wouldn't know Trader Joe from anything, okay?
Right.
So how she realized this is beyond me. A TikToker by the name of Elle McLemore brought her followers along as she and her husband uncovered the truth behind their hotel's pricey in-room menu, including the moment she realized her $20 Casio e Pepe. Now, what's that?
I have no clue what that is. Hold on, let me do.
Was actually a $3.79 prepackaged dinner.
It's Chef Boyardee.
We've got spaghetti. Oh. A $30 sampling. I've never been to a Trader Joe.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Okay.
All right, so Casio e Pepe. If you're Italian, man, I'm so sorry. Okay, first of all.
Okay.
It's a pasta dish from the cuisine of the city of Rome.
Okay.
Casio e Pepe means cheese and pepper in several central Italian dialects. In keeping with its name, the dish contains grated pecorino, romano, and black pepper, together with spaghetti or spaghettini. Yeah, so there you go.
Okay.
Cheese and pepper.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And they say it came from Trader Joe's. In the video, the Los Angeles-based actress, okay, she's an actress. She's a thespian. Starts out by unveiling the tasty-looking pasta dish delivered to her room. But that's followed by a shot of the hotel's communal refrigerator stocked with a variety of prepackaged foods purchased at the grocery chain, including a frozen bag of Casio Pepe. She captioned the post, thought it tasted familiar. Now, how do you prove this?
How do you prove that?
The pasta listed as calming Casio e Pepe pasta with truffle oil. Okay, the truffle oil. You use pigs to find truffles.
That's true.
On the room service menu, McLemore says they hadn't suspected the pasta was an imposter because the presentation was honestly incredible. While she said her husband thought it was hilarious, and the pair later laughed it off, she admits that the hotel was deceitful. They're deceitful.
They're deceitful. All right. Hey, turn me on real quick.
Okay. All right. You want this up?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah. All right. So this is how to pronounce.
Okay. Here we go.
This dish.
All right.
Buongiorno. We are looking at how to pronounce with the typical Italian pronunciation the name of this pasta dish from modern Roman cuisine.
Okay. Here we go.
This term, these words, simply mean cheese and pepper.
Okay, we learned
Italian.
That.
So
thank
a very
you.
Simple but delicious recipe for
I would hang out
Italy.
With this guy.
How do you go about pronouncing it? Cacio. The C here is pronounced like C-H. Cacio.
Cacio.
E. Which means and in Italian. Pepe.
Pepe.
Cacio.
Cacio.
Pepe. Cacio.
Cacio.
Pepe.
Pepe.
Cacio e pepe.
Cacio e pepe.
Italian
we got it.
Pasta recipe.
There we go.
Thank you.
Cacio e pepe.
We learn as we go.
Cacio e pepe.
Now the next time we have a story involving that product.
Well, no.
We're good to go.
We're good to go. So, Cacio e pepe.
She says it was her husband's birthday dinner. They came there because they're looking for a peaceful and unique experience and booked it because their website said they have a private chef.
He's private.
Chef.
It's Ronnie in the kitchen throwing this in the microwave.
Ding! Ooh, mama!
Roman 234. The cacio e pepe.
So, because their website said they have a private chef who makes culinary meals that cater to dietary needs. She wouldn't disclose the property's name, but I would never know. They could fool me in any given moment. You know, I'm used to getting a burger.
Sure.
I'd probably order a pizza pie from a chain outside the place. You know, I just...
Yeah. Yeah.
I just wouldn't be ordering that kind of stuff off the menu.
Sure.
I turned my nose up to it. I don't know how to say it.
I cannot tell you the last time I had room service.
Okay. It's pricey.
Yeah.
And if it was $20, isn't that kind of cheap? I mean, if this is a specialty of the house.
Right, right.
I mean, that seems kind of cheap.
I mean, it is only, I mean, it's
just pasta
and cheese and pepper.
Yeah. But a chef made it.
Oh, did he? Now, that in one of the... Leslie Nielsen stupid slapstick movies. Where they were in a restaurant, and in the back they were just throwing you know, Chef Boyardee in a microwave, and it was fine Italian dining.
I love those kind of movies. He was in some fine ones.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, this, and this is an important aspect. This on a serious note.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
When a cop pulls someone over, okay, you see this all the time. They briefly touch the back of the car.
Okay.
Before they approach the driver's side window.
All right.
You've seen it. I know. Right. You know. I mean, you always see it.
Right.
Turns out there's a normal reason why they do that. One of those things is proving that the officer was with that car.
Ah.
So when officers approach a vehicle, they touch the rear of it. That way they're leaving like fingerprint. Hey,
yeah.
You know, he was on this vehicle. Touching the rear of the vehicle puts the officer's fingerprints on the car, showing that he or she was there with it.
Hmm.
So there's a reason why they always do that. You always see it.
Yeah.
And I've never thought about it, really.
Yeah.
I just thought every cop just, you know, like touching the back of a car.
Interesting.
You folks doing okay tonight? Chink. You know, you got to put that fingerprint on there. So there is a reason.
Hmm.
In case the driver decided to flee the scene or something happened to the officer, it ties both the vehicle and the officer together.
To that, yeah. Interesting.
I never thought about that.
Interesting.
So now when they come around, they're going to notice the next time you get pulled over.
Okay.
And you know out there, you've been pulled over several times. You can't follow the rules of the road, okay?
You know who you are.
Every time they come to you, your car's fingerprinted terribly.
It's got 5 or 6 officers' prints all over the back of that thing.
So I never thought of that.
Yeah, it's interesting.
And I saw that. And that's a good way to end the program.
Okay.
On a good note concerning police.
That's right.
We'll get to the bottom of this deal when it comes to the senior center.
Yes, indeed. We will.
You put our heads in this.
Okay. We'll make something happen.
And, you know, we're here to assist anyone in their thought decision-making. Need investment advice? Hey.
Hey, we got you. Bitcoin, go do it.
We're here. Okay. We'll gladly take your money and invest it for you. Okay.
Yep.
So there you go, Matt. Some tidbits on this Thursday. Hard to believe it's Thursday already.
I know. It is hard to believe. It's Friday already tomorrow.
Not doing Mondays. It's just...
I know. It's weird.
It's got to be cutting back on the listenership.
Is it?
Are we losing numbers?
Are we? I don't know. Podcast doing pretty good.
All right. Well, then.
So.
We got to get those up.
I know.
We have a donor.
We do. I forgot to mention that. We had someone, and I know who it is. You know who it is. But they decide, because when you go to our Spotify, if you go to Spotify and you find us, you can actually be one of our donors where you can say, hey, I like these guys. I support what they're doing. $5 a month. Here you go.
And that's what they committed.
And we got our first $5 a month.
Now, when do we get it?
It's there right now.
How do we get it?
I can cash it out.
Do we split it?
Split it, yeah.
Each get $250?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's your split. You get 75 cents, you're worthless, Dale. I do all the work on this. You get 75 cents. So people can just do that.
Yeah.
So right now, we may have people that could go on the site.
Yeah, if you go find us, you can, especially on Spotify. If you go to Spotify and look us up, then you can hit donate or subscribe or something like that. And I didn't
know that. So yeah, I've learned something new.
Yep.
Two things I've learned about police.
There you go.
And now about this.
Yep.
Two additional wrinkles.
We've never pushed it, but you know, if you like what we do, and we know you do, and there's tens of you that
oh we know, we know you
oh
love
we
us.
Know,
we know you ladies especially love us.
Oh yeah, ladies are super strong in this show.
Now you young fellas, okay, use some of your razor money, and you can send us a donation or two. Anyway, we appreciate anybody that does listen,
yes,
whether it's on the radio or the podcast.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of fun to do this.
It is.
We'll do it again tomorrow.
All righty.
I'll see you then.
All right. See you, buddy.
This has been Tidbits with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We appreciate you listening, and we ask that you consider subscribing, leave a comment, leave a like, and thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you again next time on Tidbits.